good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kudigi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. And I just want to say this portion's brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. We're out at the fair. I just got back there. Wendy's setting it up with our daughters. It's going to be crazy. So if you want any of our swag, we have the Resist shirts out there. Come on down and see us. We're on the West End Market, and we'll be doing our show live starting Thursday. So even you Wisconsin people out there on our civic media network, please come on down, cross that border, and come to Minnesota to the Great Minnesota Get-Together. It's the largest fair, Ogama, next to Texas in the United States. And Texas is largest because it's a whole month.
Oh, okay. That would make sense. That they get a little bit longer than we do. The Minnesota State Fair runs from August 25th through September 5th, which I believe is what? Just shy of 2 weeks. Is that right?
12 days. Yep.
12 days. Yep. Okay. Yep. Great. So fun fact for everybody who's on the air, you'll see me at the fair. This is Ogama, but I will be my first time at the Minnesota State Fair. I actually have never been in all my years as a Minnesotan. I've never been. Wow. So I'm excited to go this year. I'm especially excited to go and spend time with Native Roots Radio at the West End Market.
Yeah, definitely. And you saw those Resist hats. I know we're going to save you one of those because those are a limited edition. I think we got like 50 of them, and they'll go quick. You know, the Minnesota State Fair, I think, is roughly averages around 2.4 or 2.6 million people in those 12 days. And things are going to go fast. So come on down there. Come early. And again, we'll be broadcasting live. I'll be there early in the morning with our daughter, Jelaine. And then Wendy will be there later on. And then we'll do the show. And then we'll be exhausted. And then come on down and see if we're arguing with each other, too. That's going to be fun. I'm going to be all burnt out. I can already feel it now. I'm very tired, and I've only been there an hour today. So, Ogama, I'm just blabbing here. We got Dr. Stately on today, and then we're going to check in with Wendy via phone. I'm going to give her a call with my secret phone here and see that she picks up, because she's still pricing all those items, and it'll be a 50-50 chance if she picks up in the second segment. So we'll just drop Ooh. In with her for a little bit. Yeah, this is crazy. We're just warming up to live state fair radio here. We're getting on the location reporter, so it'll be good. And let me give it to you, Ogama, before I keep babbling.
No, well, that's okay. I've got a lot of interesting events that are coming up here. The first one I want to talk about is from the Interfaith Action of Greater St. Paul and the Department of Indian Work. They're having a back-to-school event on September 1st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's at the Department of Indian Work on Centerville Road in Little Canada. They're giving away backpacks, school supplies, free food, free dental kits and shoes, and COVID PCR testing. Anyone who tests for COVID is going to get a free gift. And the Division of Indian Work is also having their Strong Families Community Resource Fair. Backpacks, food, and school supplies, that's this Thursday, August 25th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Prayer and Honor Song starts at 11:30 a.m. That's at the Division of Indian Work parking lot on East Lake Street in Minneapolis. If you would like to RSVP, call Nina at 612-584-0124 and or Shoshana at 651-325-9267. Again, that's the Division of Indian Work's Strong Families Community Resource Fair. Backpacks, food, and school supplies. Prayer and honor song start at 11:30 a.m. this Thursday, August 25th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the DIW or Division of Indian Work parking lot on East Lake Street in Minneapolis. So that is another good local event coming up. Lots of back-to-school events for tribes all over the Midwest, all over our listening area. So if you haven't heard from your tribe yet, if you're an enrolled member, descendant, somebody who gets benefits from your tribe, make sure you hop on over to their social media or call up your auntie and ask, is your tribe having some sort of benefits for families as we come into the back to school season? A lot of tribes do, and it's important to get that help if you need it, right, Robert?
Well, Ogama, be careful which auntie you ask. That's all I have to say.
It's true. Another local event that is coming up here is the August Job Fair at the American Indian OIC. They have community representatives from employers from Blue Vera, CenterPoint Energy, the City of St. Paul, FedEx, and literally so many more. They are having this wonderful job fair. It was this past week, so I'm a little bit late on that one. Sorry about it, Robert. That's definitely a Monday thing.
Well, yeah. I think we just want to make sure that people are listening and we should have a contest for get the fake ad, you know, and that would have been it.
Guess the fake ad. Yeah, which one is not correct? This one is actually in the future, though. Native Sun Community Power Development has partnered with the City of Minneapolis for a climate equity plan initiative. The City of Minneapolis partnered with Native Sun Community Power Development, and they're going to be hosting the first of three community gatherings to get input for the new climate equity plan for the City of Minneapolis. The first meeting is going to take place at Little Earth at 2501 Cedar Avenue South, Minneapolis on August 27th, starting at 11 a.m. The meeting is meant to center Native voices as the city creates new policy to combat climate change. Staff from the city are going to moderate the discussion, and Powwow Grounds is providing food. If you have any questions, please reach out to Adam Schneider at nativesun.com. So that is a good event that you definitely want to check in for if you're living in the Twin Cities area. Another really cool piece of news from the Twin Cities is that the Science Museum of Minnesota's newest anthropology fellow is Peshutta Hakaween Red Eagle. She is bringing expertise in traditional beadwork and quill work and collection stewardship, as well as meaningful connection to Dakota communities. The Minnesota Historical and Cultural Heritage Grant was the reason that she was able to get on and begin researching the objects that the Science Museum of Minnesota has in their Dakota collection: beaded vests, moccasins, necklaces, clothing, cradle boards, and a ton of other things too. So she did make a comment for the Science Museum of Minnesota's website saying that museums have not been the most welcoming place for Native people because of the history of colonization, but she hopes to invite Dakota community members in to see the collection and to share their knowledge so that the records are more complete, which is really exciting. I agree with her that museums are not usually a place where Native people are welcome, right, Robert?
Right, exactly. And they're hiding a lot of stuff because I was visiting one recently, Ogama, and they wanted to show me the stuff in the basement, and we know what that means. I did not want to see that, or I would have started protesting myself.
Yes, exactly. I want to touch on accomplished athlete Danica Burr, who is going to be doing a 100-mile run for awareness in honor of Orange Shirt Day. Danica is a member of the MHA Nation, or three affiliated tribes in North Dakota. On Saturday, September 30th of 2022, she's going to be leaving Twin Buttes, North Dakota, and arriving in Bismarck, North Dakota, which is a very exciting and healing event that's going to be happening. And I want to remind people also, Sunday, September 4th is the Waters Life Festival up in Duluth at Bayfront Festival Park. Tickets are still available. The headlining artist is Annie DeFranco. MC is Thomas X, and it's hosted by Winona LaDuke and Honor the Earth and First Avenue.
Yeah, we got to get Winona on. I just talked to her a couple days ago, and she is stoked. So, and she's looking forward to seeing you up there too. I told her you were coming up there, so that's awesome. Hey, we'll be right back with an update with Wendy at the Minnesota State Fair. And then Dr. Stately, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
The Division of Indian Work is helping Native children with a back-to-school event. The Strong Community Resource Fair will take place Thursday, August 25th from 11 until 3 p.m. in the DIW parking lot at 1001 East Lake Street in Minneapolis. There will be backpacks, food, and school supplies, and a prayer and honor song at 11:30. Plus, $50 of COVID vaccine incentives will be available. Again, that's Thursday, August 25th from 11 until 3 p.m. at 1001 East Lake Street in Minneapolis. Learn more by calling 612-369-9770.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, this portion's brought to you by We're at the Fair. And, you know, speaking of We're at the Fair, and that's not a song, but it's Native Roots Trading Post is at the fair, and Wendy is right there right now. Wendy, what's going on? How's the weather? What's happening
Hi,
at the
everybody.
Fair?
Yes, Jelaine Johnson and I are at the fair right now, and we're setting up. We're really excited about Thursday. So Thursday, the Minnesota State Fair starts. That's August 25th, and we go through Monday, September 5th, and we're just putting all our supplies in, and we have such beautiful Native American design and art here that you have to stop by the Native Roots Trading Post. We will be at the West End of Market. You can find us there, and we will be happy to help you find any size, and we can talk about the art that's here and the artists that made the art. And we're excited. We're going to be here for 12 fun full days.
And people like Dr. Stately will be stopping by. So if you don't know what Dr. Stately looks like, we will have a contest. Which one is Dr. Stately, me or him? And I can't hear you, yeah. Dr. Stately. What did you say, Dr. Stately?
If you get it right, then you get a bobblehead of one of us.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. And we're really excited because we are going to be live broadcasting here, the radio show, Monday through Friday from 6 to 7, our usual time. But we will be doing it here live in front of the teepee.
Yes, definitely.
That'll be fun.
Well, Wendy, I know you are working hard, and I will be bringing you food in an hour or so, you and Jelaine. And so I just wanted to check in. The shop looks great. I know we have a few more things coming in, but I'm totally stoked. And we got those Resist hats. I know Ogama wants one of those.
Those are great.
Yeah, they are.
Save
cool.
me one.
Maybe more than one. Cool.
We will. We'll save you one.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Wendy, thanks again. I'll see you in an hour or so.
Sounds great. Thank you. See
All
you
right.
then.
All right. See ya. Wow, Dr. Stately, we're just totally stoked here. Talk to your nephew. We're going to have some of his stuff out there too, and his hoodies and his jewelry. Nice. And, awesome. You know, and hopefully, you know, we can get an interview with him too about it, because it's all about Native Roots Trading Post is all about supporting our local Native artists. And, you know, there's not enough of the state fair.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's so exciting that you're there this year and with the Trading Post, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Hopefully the weather's going to be compliant and helpful. I think it's got a good forecast through the end of the month.
Yeah, I think so too. We already had our rain here, so it'll be exciting. And if you come down any other time too, definitely stop in during, if you're around at 6 to 7, because it's just going to be a potpourri of show, except, you know, except the Monday we're going to be talking serious stuff with you when you're there with your sons. Oh, wow.
How come I always get the serious stuff?
Yeah, because you're a doctor. And I'm just
there you go. Well, yeah. So I mean, like some good, like some interesting conversations and stuff like that going on and locally about COVID. I have a few friends that I knew that got seriously sick the last couple of weeks. A handful locally, but I have a really good. I have a sister who lives in Los Angeles, and she, you know, she's principal in the school district, and she's worked the school district for 2 years, almost 3 years now with the pandemic, and didn't get sick. And now she got that very highly contagious one, BA5, the most recent variant. And she was fully vaccinated, and it knocked her for a loop. She was down for the count for about a week or so, but fairgoers will want to be mindful and thoughtful about, you know, circulating in tight spaces. And, you know, when I was at the fair last year, I think it was last year I was at the fair. I told you that I got separated from my kids. Did I tell you that?
No. Yeah. I didn't do that.
Yeah, I got separated from my kids, and I was so upset because it was, you know, it closes at 10. So I'm sitting at the front of the gate, waiting, and very upset with them. And then they finally text me like at 10:20 or something like that, and they're outside in the parking lot by the car. They went out a different gate, and I told them to meet me at this gate. It was kind of funny, I was about ready to behead them, but with my words. And
there you are.
You're okay. You're at the car.
I've missed you. Give me a hug, right?
Yeah. And then I was like, tell me you didn't share any drinks with anybody. You didn't like get close to anybody, those kinds of things. And that was like last summer. You remember how things were kind of crazy and chaotic last summer with like just that circulation. But I was recently reading an article in Minnesota currently right now, and the outstates and parts of the outstates are having an uptick in new cases according to wastewater detection. So the state has these wastewater detection systems all over throughout the entire metropolitan area, but also in the outstate areas. And they're seeing an uptick in new, a proliferation of new increase in cases based on wastewater information. So an uptick in, and it's also matching some of the trending towards like hospitalizations, not serious hospitalizations, but still hospitalizations nonetheless. While the metropolitan area seems to be doing well. But as you know, the great Minnesota get together draws people from all over the region, not just the metropolitan area. It draws people from all over the state, draws people even from Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
And you know, from Iowa, they all come from all over the place. And so one of the things I just want to encourage fairgoers to do is like be mindful, right? If you're fully vaccinated and you're boosted, you know, you still have to be cautious, wash your hands, social distance to the extent you can, which seems kind of ridiculous and unfair to ask people socially distance. But also like just, you know, be mindful of like how much time you spend with people indoors within things like, you know, the various attractions that require you to stay inside. Wear a mask if you're close to beach pool, and like, because you don't know, you know, none of us can tell people who are sick. Yeah. And then of course I think like do things like, you know, if you have vulnerable people at home, elders, people who haven't been vaccinated, young ones, like little tiny babies or such, you'd want to make sure that you're being careful and testing yourself for the next couple of days after you've gone to the fair, just to make sure.
That's right. And you know, Dr. Stately, that's a really good point too. We're in the West End, so it's not as crowded there when people buy art and go down there, but there's still crowded people in those. And if it's pre-COVID, it was hard to walk around at the fair. I mean, anywhere.
Yeah, it was very hard. And I'm sure they're taking as many precautions as they possibly can to ensure there'll be probably hand sanitizer every 5 feet. I don't know. Masks optional, and I would encourage people to use them if they are there in a crowded area.
That gives us food for thought, you know, being working that little store is to, I've seen so many stores, whether it's coffee shops or even into my grocery store, which I don't know if I've forgotten, but I was wearing my mask at the store before anyone else, and it was irritating me. And now I go in there and there's people wearing masks and I'm not. And so I'm going, well, wait a minute, you know, what am I doing here? You know, it's just a weird time for us.
The staff are wearing them, or are the
more customers, but a lot of staff at these coffee shops that I've stopped at are all wearing them. And so you have to take heed and take notice if you're going to get out there amongst, because they have people coming, rolling in there, you know, getting their coffee and going. And you don't, like you said, you don't know who's infected or not.
Yeah, you don't know. And like in certain situations, things are very, very crowded. And if you spend lots of time with people in close quarters, even when you're outdoors, like they're saying, like, you know, this particular variant is so virulent and easy to catch and easy to transmit. Something like 20 times greater than previous strains, you know, even if you're outdoors, you know, and you're, you know, never know, somebody sneezes or coughs and you're downwind from them, there's particles in the air. Like, you just got to be like a little bit thoughtful and mindful. And what I would say is test. So you might notice that I'm kind of sniffling a little bit today, and I'm like, and I'm pretty sure it's the allergies, because my allergy has been off the chain for the last several weeks with all the wind, especially things floating in the air. But however, and I'm living on allergy medicines with two cats, which I'm allergic to cats, two cats and two dogs in my house that are like, you know, contributing to the problem. But to be on the safe side, because I went to the Shakopee, Minnewaukan, and Sioux Powell every day this weekend, and on Saturday night, holy man, I was like shocked at how many people were there. It was like, it felt like the fair. It felt like, you know, and so I'm going to test myself for the next several weeks.
Hey, Dr. Stately, can you stay with us? I didn't get to see you at the fair, but we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
The Senior Linkage Line is a free statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging in partnership with Trellis. I have volunteered with seniors nearly 15 years, working alongside their compassionate team. I am honored to partner with Trellis as we help our elders find housing, compare costs of Medicare prescriptions, and learn how to avoid fraud and scams targeting seniors. We help our elders optimize well-being as they age, and we can help you too. Reach out today at trellisconnects.org.
Don't fall for vaccine misinformation. Local medical professionals are available to answer any of your questions. Initial shots and boosters are safe for people who are pregnant and even young children. Right now, vaccines are available for anyone over 6 months of age, while boosters are available for anyone over the age of five. This message brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Come see the Native Roots Trading Post at the West End Market of the Minnesota State Fair. Native Roots Trading Post is Native-owned and operated. Shop goods from local and national Native artists that you'll love instantly. Native Roots Trading Post is supporting Native artists this year at the Minnesota State Fair, August 25th to September 5th. Native Roots Trading Post, we support Native artists and you can too. Buy Native at the Native Roots Trading Post this year at the Minnesota State Fair.
Hi, this is Desi Doyen of the Green News Report and the Bradcast. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Check out the award-winning Hazel's Northeast in Minneapolis on the corner of 29th and Johnson for a delicious meal any time of the day. Breakfast favorites include Jean's Mean Fried Egg Sandwich and the Drunken Banana French Toast. While for dinner, try selections like the fabulous Swedish Meatballs or Wild Rice Gumbo. Hazel's Northeast is located on the corner of 29th Avenue and Johnson Street, just a few minutes away from 35W. View Hazel's menu, make a reservation, or place a takeout order at hazelsnetogo.com.
Summer is going fast, but Next Chapter Booksellers has everything you need to keep up with your summer reading. From the hottest new titles to timeless classics, Next Chapter Booksellers has something for any taste. Their friendly staff are great at making recommendations for the perfect summer read for you or your loved ones. Plus, Next Chapter Booksellers has a wide variety of puzzles and games for those rainy days. So keep up with your summer reading at Next Chapter Booksellers off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
If you're like most people, you probably noticed your energy bills are going up and going up fast. Unfortunately, that's not likely to change anytime soon. So if high utility bills have you seeing red, see green instead by locking in an energy rate with All Energy Solar. Switching to All Energy Solar gives you peace of mind knowing your energy costs won't be rising along with fossil fuel costs. Solar panels last 25 to 30 years, giving you a good idea of where your energy is coming from for decades to come. Plus, the system from All Energy Solar could save you even more with net metering. With net metering, extra energy generated by your solar panels is sent back into the energy grid in exchange for credit on your electric bill. Those credits pay for your energy use on days when solar production is low or your electricity use is high. So declare your independence from the fossil fuel industry by switching to All Energy Solar. Get a free, no obligation assessment from All Energy Solar by calling 800-620-3370 or visiting allenergysolar.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Clear tonight with a low of 62, then sunshine on Tuesday with a high of 82. Nightingale at 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood bar and restaurant. Now open daily from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. with their full menu available until midnight. Check them out today at nightingalempls.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, what is this portion brought to you by, Ogama? Do you have any clue? We missed out on Wendy. Do you know?
Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, working for a sustainable future.
Yes, yes, definitely they are. And there's little baby, if you guys are watching us, I know we got like 20, 30 people watching us on Facebook Live and YouTube. We got the little baby, and it's so cute. Looks like she has a mohawk. Dr. Stately, how did I miss you at the powwow here? I was there all 3 days. Well, I only stayed a little bit on Sunday, but we usually run into each other.
I don't know. There was like, I think it's just the pure amount of people that were there. It was like, I remember. So when I got there on Saturday, I only went briefly for a moment or two on Friday because it was raining.
Right.
By the time I actually got there, it started raining you know, I only live like a couple of minutes. I live like literally 5 to 10 minutes from the tribal powwow grounds. So I was on my way out the door and I saw like a couple of drops on my windshield. I was like, oh, it's probably just a little drizzle. So I kept going and I got there and I was walking up the hill and I got to the top of the hill and it was just like, you know, within minutes it started raining. So I left. And then went back the next day in the afternoon and oh my God, I had this wait in line for 45 minutes to get from like the main highway into the powwow grounds.
Oh my God.
There were that many people there. There were like tons of cars, so many cars. I think they were parked over that one, the one hilly and grassy knoll at the end of their powwow grounds parking area, which mm-hmm. I've never seen them use in all the years I've gone there. So, and then I got up there and it just felt like, you know, it felt a lot like being at the state fair where there was just tons of people and long lines for the food and, you know, lots of people in the arena and also lots of people, you know, buying goods at all of the stands and, you know, and it was, you know, I was shopping for my powwow merch. And things were really tight in every tent I was in. So I was like, well,
right.
I had never seen that. Like, I think what it demonstrated for me was like lots of people wanting to get back out and be social right. and be connected and, you know, a little pandemic, fatigue and wanting to be out there and being around people, which is great. I'm all for like being, I got this lovely pin from there. Disappointed that I didn't get a shirt by the time I got there on Saturday afternoon. All the shirts were sold out.
Yep, and the hoodies. I asked Friday. That was almost Friday night. The hoodies were gone. I always get a nice
hoodie. And I think, like, you know, I talked to a couple of folks that I knew, like on the tribal powwow committee and some other folks just in the community there. And there, I think they were all surprised that as many people came back.
Well, that's what we're thinking about the fair is going to be just like that. Because, you know, Wendy and I normally go, 8 or 9 times to the fair, and we didn't go the last couple of years because of COVID. Of course, we didn't have it. And then last year, we didn't want to chance it. And everything is, I mean, all the powwows I've gone to this year have been tremendous, like record-breaking numbers. It's crazy. Yeah. And Dr. Stately, before I get going too far, I just want to say thanks a lot for covering us last Monday. It was a great show. I watched the show and listened to it.
You're welcome. Yeah,
you know, great. I'm going to have to get somebody else to do the show for you because you do too good of a job, and I could get replaced by a doctor.
I'm stealing your thunder.
Speaking, that's which my native name.
Steal my thunder?
Yes, close.
That's funny. So anyway, hey, I was just driving home this evening on the way home from work to get home and feed my kids and my dogs, my cats, before I get on the radio. And like I heard the NPR piece about, you know, this Native astronaut who's going to be the first Native woman in space.
Yeah, Ogama talked about that. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Nicole Mann, I think that's awesome. It's amazing. It's really exciting. And, you know, I want to be the first Native doctor to go into space.
My daughter has a copy of Notable Native People that she was gifted by Senator Mary Kunish, actually. And I haven't checked to see if Nicole Mann is in there already. And if she's not, I'm going to have to add a little slip of paper in there for her let her know Nicole Mann's in there.
Ooh, yeah. I think it's such an amazing thing. You know, like we have things happening in my lifetime that I never thought possible, that I never ever thought would happen, which is, you know, and, you know, I was a child of the 60s and the 70s. So I've been through the civil rights movement, through the AIM movement, through the, you know, all the things that have really been definitive in our, over our history. And just the fact that we're doing some of the things that we're doing, we have, actually, also, I think this last, this not this current biennium, but like at the last election, in a state election, we elected more Native people to both in the state of Minnesota, but across the United States, we've elected more Native people to local, national, local, state, and national legislative offices than we've ever done in the history of our ability to vote. So, you know, I want to just encourage people, like, you know, if you can get out to the fair, you make sure you get out to the polls in November. We got really decisive elections, you know, polling to do. We got we have some really dangerous things happening locally here in the state. You know, that crazy piece earlier today on NPR about how. Oops, sorry, I wasn't supposed to say their name. I'm sorry. The other news radio show whose name cannot be mentioned.
Right.
talked about the you know, the crazy statements of the Republican you know, gubernatorial candidate Scott Jensen, who is a doctor, who is like, you know, a medically trained doctor who is out there saying the craziest crap about you appreciate that I didn't swear, right? The craziest crap about COVID-19 and comparing the efforts that we took to sort of kind of quell the transmission and keep it all contained and underneath, you know, which, you know, we did a much better job than a lot of other jurisdictions did in that area. And you know, comparing that to, like, you know, the Holocaust and Hitler, comparing just absolutely nut job, this man,
Dr. Right? Stately. It also proves that if you go to Harvard, you aren't that smart.
Oh my God, you don't, like, you know. I don't know. He's
lieutenant governor candidate. What the heck, Matt Burns?
Everything that I've read that he said, my response has been, like, really, like, you're allowed to run for office? Like, those are my questions with him.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you can run for office if you're able to fill out the form and submit it as a candidate. Whether you actually win or not is comprised of a whole bunch of other things.
Well, I'm like, happy.
Can you get enough? Huh?
I'm happy we're not in Herschel Walker's state, because, gosh, I sound like a rocket scientist when I talk compared to him.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
the man must have gotten hit too many times in the head with football, because he's like,
well, he was kind of that way when he was a Viking. He always talked in the third person, and it was very trippy to hear him. What was that, 30 years ago? He was a Viking.
It
was weird.
I don't trust anybody that speaks of themselves in the third person.
Right.
You know, like,
You wouldn't trust my daughter, Dr. Staley, my oldest.
You know, she's got a lot of time still, but, you know, I know people who are like, well, you know, the so-and-so wants to. And I was like, good Lord, who talks like that? So, like,
Robert feels hungry right now. He wants to hurry the radio show.
Yes. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, it's proof that you don't have to have a tremendous amount of intelligence to run for office. It's also proof that you don't have to be a very compassionate and kind person to be able to do it either. Actually, it seems like in the last couple of
I wonder if I could get in Harvard now. Do you think I could get in Harvard?
You know, I think that's worth a try. You should just see if you can do it.
Yeah. Matt Burke is a kind of a goal, a signpost there.
Yeah. You could apply, and then at your interview, you know, could then you do your admissions interview, you could do you can talk about yourself in the third person. You can talk about how intelligent the Robert is.
Oh my God. All right. We're having a radio show here. This is comedy, and I love it, but I'm too busy.
Oh, yeah, we should probably actually talk about really important information.
Well, let me just say this too before we jump on to the next commercial break, is that 13 of the 14 Native American candidates in the last cycle that ran in Minnesota, and they were all on our Rock the Vote Native style show, and we're doing that still again. But You know, what did they do up north? The 9,000 Native Americans that never voted before or just turned age. That's what we got to do again. And, you know, I think Roe versus Wade is really firing people up, because who's next? You know, and already Clarence Thomas is going to make his marriage illegal, too, because he won't be able to be married to a white person, won't be able to be married to a black.
Well, you know, I mean, the theory there is that he's not actually black. So I think that's what he thinks. He's not actually black.
Right.
But anyway, sorry.
We were pressed. Hey, is this recorded? Can we edit that? No, this is live.
It's, you know, it's a joke. You know, people are allowed to say jokes. Come on now. Exactly. I did say it was a joke. Anyway, but here's the thing, is like, also, it's like, what was really phenomenal, I read this article about, like, you know, people that were working boots on the ground to seal the deal with their legislative action in the election in Kansas. You know, Sharice Davids was on the boots on the ground doing that door knocking and that campaigning and that work. And, you know, Native people, when we show up, we can swing elections. We can, when we show up in mass and we use our vote and our power of our voice, we can change things. So,
absolutely great way to segue into the last segment. Thank you, Dr. Stately. Stay with us, Dr. Stately. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're with Dr. Stately, Ogama and Nova, and Wendy's working hard at the fair. We'll be right back after this short break. Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to Jay Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at Jay Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
St. Paul Public Schools wants to make sure you're ready for back to school. They're having a two-day Indian Education School Supply pickup on August 25th and 26th. It takes place at the Creative Arts Secondary School located at 65 East Kellogg Boulevard in St. Paul. Plus $50 of COVID vaccine incentives will be available both days. Again, that's the Indian Education School Supply pickup on Thursday, August 25th and Friday, August 26th at 65 East Kellogg Boulevard in St. Paul. Learn more by calling 612-369-9770.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, this portion... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Robert. This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Dr. Stately, we're here with Dr. Stately, the CEO of the Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis. And it's funny, this conversation's really funny, but it's, you know, also very important to talk about COVID and still be masked up. So it's really, you bring a lot to the table here on Mondays, and I'm really just happy. I don't even know how many years you've been on the show, but it's been at least three or two, it seems like.
Two.
Yeah.
2020. So.
Yeah. And we've been on 5 days a week.
Starting my third year here soon.
We're going to get you
which
one of
those. Which reminds me, I have to renegotiate my contract.
Yeah, did Wendy send you that Venmo payment for the last one? Oh, we'll have to even up there next Monday at the fair.
I'm just gonna go to the fair and I'm gonna visit the store and I'm gonna compensate myself while I walk to the store.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, hey, you never know. We did meet with a COVID symposium that we did, and
that's right.
And it's crazy because a lot of our new listeners probably don't know this because we're on a lot more stations in Wisconsin now, and we're on 30 more stations. We're in the Civic Media Network now, and you had COVID early on before there was any kind of a vaccine or anything, and people were passing away. And I mean, we forget about that. And, I remember doctors that were coming home, taking off their clothes and washing them at the door and just not knowing how things were happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are crazy times for sure. We're certainly not there anymore, which is, thank God, thank Creator, it's a blessing to not be there in that space anymore. But man, those were crazy times and hard times. I actually, reflect on that moment, not as much as I did the first year or so after I had it, but when big things come up, I reflect on that moment and how transformative it was for me to be like in the hospital, be sick with COVID, my first few days there not being sure, being a little bit frightened that I wouldn't see my kids again. That was probably it wasn't even like at that point in time I remember telling you, like, I wasn't even scared for myself. What I was scared for was like that my kids would, because I didn't have all my all my ducks in a row. I hadn't like figured out, who's going to take care of my kids, what I was going to do. I didn't do all that stuff. And of course I wanted to, I wanted to be my kids' dad and raise them. Mm-hmm. So I was frightened and I was scared. And I had a couple big things happen this summer, like getting my son's names, their Dakota names was a big thing for me. And I said to them, when they asked me, like, what is this? Why are we doing this? Like, why is this important? And I said to them, I said, the one thing I wanted, when I was in that hospital and I didn't know if I was going to come home and I was going to see you again, I was really sad that I hadn't at that point in time been able to get you your Dakota name, because... And they're like, well, why is that important? And I was like, because your Dakota name is the name that the Creator knows you by, the Maker that knows
who
your relatives, your ancestors know you as, all those spirit people on the other side. And then if I had passed away, I'd be on the other side. How would I find you on the earth, kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, and just told him, I said, that was really, really important to me. And so when I was able to do that a couple of weeks ago, like at the end of July, get their names, I felt really complacent. I felt really like, contented rather, not complacent, contented.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I was grateful and I was thank God, Creator, I was able to be here and have this happen. And, reassuring,
It's very important. I mean, I was told by my family that when I pass on, my family will be calling me by my name, and if I won't know my name, I won't know that they're calling for me. So it is very important. Everyone in my family, immediate family, my daughters and my wife and I are all named. I just found out something here that is very interesting, and how I talk about the Ojibwe, right? In private, Dr. Stately, I found out I'm part Ojibwe now, and I have to bite all my words that I said bad about Ojibwe.
You're Anishinaabe too. Welcome.
You're not gonna live that down for a long time.
I know. It's bad.
Yeah. So You were one of the last ones here after your other yeah. Or maybe you're like
oh my gosh, that's funny, and it's an inside joke.
Anyway, well, welcome to the greatest nation on earth.
Right on, right on. Maybe you can give me my Ojibwe name sometime. Oh,
I already have it picked out.
Right on. That's what my uncle said, so I don't know. I hope it's true. Well, this has been a fun show. Ogama, jump in. I thought you were people are watching Ogama on StreamYard or YouTube. I thought she was changing her daughter's diapers for a minute there, but she's just playing with them.
She's doing baby yoga. She's
learning how to sit up, so she was getting a little tired, so she just put her hand and her head into my hand and leaned back to lay on her back on the table. So she's content down there. I'm letting her hang out.
I would love to be able to do that. Just like lay back and
just like chill.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Stately, was I able to talk to you about the movie Prey? Had you been able to watch that? Because I've seen
it. Finally was able to see Prey, everybody. Yeah. I was late to the party, but I really enjoyed it.
I didn't finish it yet. I guess still finish it. So don't tell me. Okay. Don't do any disclosures here. What do you call them?
No spoilers.
No spoilers. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I did just finish the entire season of Reservation Dogs. I wanted to see it from beginning to end. I watched them back to back to back.
Yeah.
So that could start the new season and be all fresh and ready.
Yeah, we're on the fourth episode on Reservation Dogs, and Bobby Wilson told me I can't have him on the show until he is going to be on. He was on last week, but I mean, I think he's going to be on a prominent role again, like he was like a store owner of a head shop, I think, in one of the series. Nice.
Last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was the head of the medicinal marijuana shop.
Right. Hey, one of my favorite episodes was with Bill Burr, if you went and watched him again, where he was talking about...
That's up there for me, too.
about her, about the daughter's mom that he used to go to high school with. I thought that one really had heart. And then the last one, too, about... I won't give it away, but there was a gathering of family and friends supporting, and it was like, that was a good one, too. And Bobby Wilson was in there... kind of incognito with a hat on, but he was in that one. And I texted him and said, that was a great show. And he said, thanks. And
yeah, so that the guy that plays, the main kid, what's his name?
I don't know. It's a long name.
I know he's, he's showing up all over Indian country, every powwow. Mm-hmm. I have all kinds of friends and relatives taking pictures with him. I'm all salty about it. He showed up at Four Sisters Market last Thursday or two Thursdays ago, and I was like, missed him by like 20 minutes. I was so
mad. Me too. And you know how I am with selfies. Hey, Dr. Stately, thanks a lot. We're going to put those little codes on all those shirts, so if you take them, they blow up, paint blows up. So be careful when you come out into the store. Hey, Native Roots Radio, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you again, Dr. Stately, Ogama, and Wendy at the fair. We'll see you tomorrow.